You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Friday afternoon. It comes to you from Illinois Public Media, public radio for the farming world. Get ready to dial at 217-244-9455, but don't do that yet. Don't do that yet. Just hold off because we want to talk to Mike Zuzulo. I'll tell you what I want you to do is to take just a break right now, and you'll hear me do this during the growing season, especially harvest and springtime. Pull over, go to sleep. Listen to me, but go to sleep for just about 10 or 15 minutes. Take that nap, then come back, and we'll tell you how to dial in that number and pledge a financial support. I'll tell you what it does. It makes it really, really safe for you to work a whole lot later in the evening. Mike Zuzulo is on the phone line, and he's going to be here to tell us about what happened in Chicago at the CME Group and what things look like across the Midwest as corn harvest really kicks into gear. Mike, it's really good to talk to you today.
You too, Todd. Good luck on the fund drive. I had to turn the heat on this afternoon, Todd, and I was wondering what was going on. I looked at the radar, and there's snow about an hour and a half west of us right now.
Is it working its way towards you? Because it's supposed
to. Indeed, and we're supposed to be down to around 32 to 34, so we might see our first snow out here.
Yeah, well, good luck with that one out there in your beautiful, brand-new home state. Are you liking Kansas?
Yeah, it's a beautiful state and a real nice community that we are in right now, and it's a smaller town, and it's got the smaller town feel to it, so it's really nice.
Fantastic. Okay, I want to know why wheat was up 19 and three-quarters of a cent today.
A convergence of issues. I think the big thing in the medium term, Todd, that probably is most prominent in my mind and maybe should be the most prominent in producers' minds here is that we did have a shift in psychology that needs to be probably kind of knocked down or jotted down here and kind of a marker put down that with the dollar going sharply lower after the debt deal was done and a lot of talk of Brazil and Argentina and the linkage there on the demand and the supply for wheat, we have a shift in the mindset by many traders, and I think even some funds are coming in and short covering in the wheat market. It's interesting to note because at first glance, Friday's price action appeared to show harvest pressure in the row crops with wheat shooting higher. But if you take a step back and look at the whole week's trade, all three of the primary front month contracts were up just under 2%. That has kind of a footprint of funds in it to me. And so I think there is fund short covering. The dollar weakness and the fact that Argentina's supply continues to go lower and the fact that that then spills over into Brazil needing more bushels from people like us here in the United States, that's turned the trend, I think, in terms of psychology by the managed money and the fund community. And that's something that we may be ready for a short-term pullback, but this could be a medium-term turn in the wheat market here.
Hold it. So if the psychology has changed at this point, then are you talking about needing more wheat out of the United States or other places to service the world?
Yes, that and the global supplies are probably dropping because not only are we getting more business, but there are issues with Argentina's crop. One estimate now by the government or quasi-government official is putting it down around below 9 million tons for their current production. That compares to USDA's last number on September's report of 12 million tons. And keep in mind, they sell in the export market half of their wheat. So if you go from 12 to 9, you're literally taking 1.5 million tons off of the export market potential. So between Brazil and China and the issue with what's going on in Argentina, you have both supply and demand factors that are coming in and saying, yes, more business for the United States, especially protein wheat, and you have the potential for a lower global stocks number as we go into the November report.
So a weather-driven rally for wheat then?
Partially, yeah. And I think this is where the Informa numbers that came out today and their revision from their September increased wheat acres, increased bean acres, at the expense of corn acres. I think that's right. I think that's what I'm picking up from producers as they get through a good chunk of their bean harvest and they're starting into corn in more earnest fashion. I think there is a shift back towards beans coming and soft red wheat based upon some of the clients I've spoken with. And if that's correct, then this is probably a rally that you want to sink your teeth in and get some new crop hedges in place.
That was actually my next question. So if you're going to sow soft red winter wheat or hard red winter wheat acres, especially if you're sowing more than you expected to, you want them to make a sale at some point.
Yeah, I mean, we broke Paris milling wheat, breached the $200 metric ton level for the first time today since June 3rd. That was an important marker to get up to. This is where you make a 30% sale on recommendations that I've been putting out to clients. And if we get up to around 735 in Chicago and 750 in Chicago, then you start pressing to 50%, 60% sales. Do it in a smart way in case you have weather problems, you know, just like we do in the corn and beans.
Any ramification in the corn market from what's happening in the wheat?
Not yet. I think this is where, if since we had the debt ceiling issue, you and I talked about the seasonals being put off because of the debt ceiling issue. I think those seasonals are back in play now. So if we do have a low in wheat, then we should, by the time we get to the November report, I think see a low in corn also come around. I've seen basis come up in the Midwest, your area, my area, the Gulf market. We actually saw the Gulf basis for corn at 72 over this week. That's the best basis since August 29th. And so cash is coming around like we'd hoped. I think the next thing we just have to watch for is, do the funds come in here and try and sell corn before the report, expecting bigger yield, bigger production? And that's kind of what I'm laying back for, and again, waiting for that buy signal in the Dow Jones Grain Index, which we did not get one again this week. It did not give a buy signal this week again.
Importantly, USDA will release the crop progress report on Monday. Will it show how far along? More than 50%?
I think that the beans are way far along, right, based upon a lot of producers on both sides of the Mississippi. I wouldn't be surprised to see 65 or 75% on beans. Corn's a little bit harder. I've talked to producers that have barely broken into it. I've talked to producers that have been, you know, past or getting into the 50% mark and starting to talk about their fuller season corn yields not really holding up. So that's starting to come out a little bit more as well.
So we'll have some reports from USDA. They said today no crop production report late for October, but we'll update those numbers in November on the 8th.
Yeah, and that's where I think in the short term, the beans had an interesting day today, and we got an export sale report after the close today.
Mm-hmm.
Friendly the corn and wheat, not so friendly the beans. We came in at 860,000 tons on bean export sales. The range was 800 to 1.1 million tons. So maybe a little bit of a pullback in the beans. We'll have to watch those technicals, but if we could get through 1305 in the beans with harvest in a lot of areas behind us and the cash market starting to firm up, that might stretch our legs up to that 1325, 1330 level. That's where I'd really like to do some more 13 hedges and really get started on 14 as well.
Anything on livestock before I let you go, or anything else?
Yeah, weekly numbers came out on the livestock. Weights were down in both hogs and cattle, so the weekly numbers were down substantially versus last year. So the cash market's still probably going to remain fairly firm here.
Thank you so much for volunteering your time and working with us here at Illinois Public Media and Will Ag.
It's my pleasure, and you folks do a heck of a lot of good for me. So we'll talk to you later.